Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills. Dyke Heward Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International denomination with over 3,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and an author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 500 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dyke Heward Mills. That draws us
to you. Hallelujah. I'll give the Lord a mighty shout of praise. If you are here and you are alive and you are well, give the Lord a mighty shout of praise. The Bible says, let everything that hath breath praise the name of the Lord. Are you alive or you are dead? If you are alive, let me hear you give the Lord another mighty shout of praise. Hallelujah. We thank God for the gift of life. We thank God for preserving our lives. We thank God for keeping us. Today we are going to hear powerful testimonies of the watching of the Lord. The Bible says that he that keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Are you not grateful that God is always watching over you? Wow, we're going to hear powerful testimonies of how God preserved lives of our brothers and our sisters. As you hear these testimonies, it's a testament of how God is going to keep you. I see you crossing 70 with ease, according to the prophecy. If you believe it, say, I receive it. Let's welcome Marvelous as she shares the first testimony for today. Do it better for her. Oh, keep clapping, keep clapping, keep clapping. Hallelujah. Marvelous, tell us, what has God done for you?
My name is Marvelous Oyemachi, and I'm from Town Church and a member of the Dancing Stars.
What's your testimony about?
My testimony is about how God delivered me from the hands of armed robbers through the prayers and prophecies of our daddy, Bishop Dyke Heward Mills. It all happened on Wednesday morning around 11 or 10 a.m. whilst I was going to the salon to make my hair. As I was walking to the junction to pick a car, whilst I was walking, there were a lot of cars moving to and fro. At a point, I was not seeing any car. Then all of a sudden, I saw two guys on a motorbike. They drove past me, and I could hear when they stopped. One of them came down from the bike and was following me. I was speaking tree. Me, I didn't understand tree. So he kept on speaking tree. Then I had to turn. When I turned, he started running after me. So as I was about to run, then he ran and overtook me and came in front of me and brought out a gun and said that if
brought
I ran,
a, what?
A gun.
A gun.
Yes, that if I ran, that he would shoot me.
Is this real life or is it a movie?
It was real.
Real life?
Real. I'm even
he pulled out a gun.
Yes.
Wow.
He pulled out a gun and said that he would shoot me if I ran. And I was almost close to the junction. And on seeing the taxi drivers by their cars chatting, I don't know what happened. I just grabbed the gun from him. So, and I put both the gun.
You grabbed the gun from the armed robber.
Yes. So,
shout here! Please don't grab a gun from an armed robber. Tell your neighbor, please don't grab a gun. You grabbed the gun.
Yes. So I grabbed the gun from him and I put it in between my thighs. Then he was struggling to get the things off me, but he couldn't. Then he pushed me down to my knees. I was on my knees. I was shouting, thief, thief. He was struggling, but he tried more, like he tried possible to take it off, but he couldn't. Then he started biting me on my back. As he was biting me, seriously, I could feel the pain, but I was enduring it because I was using that means to delay so that the taxi drivers that I saw at the junction would come to my rescue. But he kept on biting me that the pain became so severe that I couldn't endure it again. Then I had to release the things to him. Then he took it and jumped onto the bike. Then I stood up. I was shouting, thief, thief.
Did he take his gun along?
He took everything. He took everything. Then I was shouting, thief. Then those taxi drivers, they now came. Some of them entered the taxi and started chasing after the motorbike. So in my mind, I was like, it doesn't work that way. How can a taxi chase over a motorbike at that road? Then some of them that came to me, they were like, they saw when the guy came to me and was harassing me. So they thought he was my boyfriend. I was fighting with him. That I should have shouted, Akrofoe, Ewia, Ewia. So
shout, yeah! May you shout the right things when it matters. You should have shouted Eri. Or Akronfo.
So, all they could hear was Ajay, Ajay, Ajay. So, that's why they didn't come to me.
But are you grateful to God nothing happened to you?
I'm grateful to God because it's because of the prophecies and prayers of our dad.
Oh, yeah. Why are you still sitting down like that? Stand up and give the Lord a mighty shout of praise. He that keeps us will not slumber, he not sleep. We thank God for preserving our life.
And I believe that so far as I'm in this church, I'm under daddy's covering. And I want to encourage us all that we should all believe in his prophecies and prayers, that it will come to manifestation. It might not be in this way, but it might be in the other way around. Thank you, daddy.
Hallelujah. Put your hands together for that powerful testimony. By the way, please don't struggle with that armor, but don't collect his guard from him. Amen. Let's put our hands together and receive Pamina Williams and Info. He's a member of the Greater Love Gospel Choir. Oh, do it better for him. Keep clapping. Pamina, tell us what has God done for you.
So, my name is Pamina Williams and I'm from the UPSA region and also a member of the Greater Love Choir.
What's your testimony about?
My testimony is about how God granted me a restoration of stolen items through the ministry of our prophet, Bishop Daniel Mills. So what happened was that last week, Sunday, I was out busing at Medina, and then I received a text message from my daddy that thieves have raided the house. So when I heard it, I was very, very scared and I was hurt because we had some money in my room, and it wasn't even my money. So I was like, eat that money. And then my mommy had also just given my brother like his school fees, so he was keeping it in his room and everything. So when I called my daddy, he was even like, I should come home. And I was like, oh, no, I'm busing, so I can't come. So when I called him, he explained that my brother just stepped out just to go and do something for some 10 minutes. And when he stepped out, the thieves had timed everybody. So they just rushed into the house and they packed our TVs, our laptops, our clothes. I mean, they stole perfumes and everything. So
they gathered the whole house.
Yes, yes. So when
you're telling me even the goat was not spared.
Yes. So when they were just about to leave, my brother entered the house. And to our amazement, my brother said the thieves, when they saw him, they jumped over the wall and just ran away, and they left all the items there. I was very surprised.
Oh, give the Lord a mighty shout of praise. They left all the items.
So I was very surprised because my brother is not any volley person. I was surprised that two people ran away when they saw him. So later on I came home and then I came to check if my money was there, and the money was gone. So I was like, okay, you there, at least you there, let me take it that. And I told my pastor Nathan that this will happen. And Pastor Nathan told me that, Kwame, you don't worry, you get it back. So when he said it, I thought it was just one of those encouraging messages. So the following day came in, to my amazement I started receiving money from people and everything. So I was just talking with Pastor Nathan and I realized that, hey, wow, so I've actually received the same amount that I lost from him.
People gave to you.
Yes.
And when you added all the money up,
I don't even told them that the thieves came to our house to steal my money. They just sent it away. So I just want to encourage everybody here that we just believe in the prayers of our daddy. We don't know some things that he says are going to happen, but let's just believe and hold on to the prophecies that he has given us. Thank you.
Wow, put your hands together for that powerful testimony. The prayer is the preservation packet. It's keeping your life. It's keeping you and it's preserving you. If you believe it, shout amen. Let's receive Mabna to share the final testimony for today. Oh, do it better for her. If you are going to be in heaven like you saw in the film, give the Lord a mighty shout of praise. Mabna, tell us what your testimony is about.
Hi, please. My name is Mabna, Eugenia Mabna Akum, from Dome Center in the Wisconsin region. I want to thank God for the great change in my life through the ministry of our daddy, Bishop Dak Heward Mills. So growing up, my mother used to accuse me of being a witch because a certain pastor told her so. So like I was treating like an outcast, and then I started lying and stealing at a young age, like 7, because they would stab me in the name of fasting for a very long time. So as I was growing, things became worse, and I lied more, I stole more. Then when I finished SHS in 2015, I had a boyfriend because I was feeling much more love from outside than I was getting at home. I started disrespecting my mother, I wouldn't listen to her because I feel like she's always fighting with me and she didn't like me. So I would prefer to sleep in my friend's house rather than to come and sleep in my mother's house. Then it continued till I went to the university, KNUSD. And then in first year, I went for a pageant, Miss KNUSD. It wasn't so great. I was 4th. And then in second year, I wanted to win, so I went again. Then when I went the second one put there, I didn't even get anywhere. It was around that time I met Pastor Kofi of Ken USD, Ayidiase Church.
Wow.
And he told me about the greater love of God. And he told me that the love my parents can, my mother especially, can't give me, I can't find this from boys. I can only find it from Jesus.
Wow.
And he introduced
Pastor Kofi told you that?
Yes, please.
Wow.
Then he introduced me to the church. I enjoyed it, so I kept coming. And then as I listened to the word of God, it was changing me bit by bit. Then when I got to third year, I went for another pageant again. That was last year. And I came out first runner-up. After that, other opportunities has come for me to go outside and represent Ghana. But I said no to it because I listened to Logic and Depend on Me, the message before the great invitation on podcasting Kumasi. And after the last example that he gave about a gentleman who didn't want to build the church and told the pastor to let the members go to another church, felt a very strong conviction in my heart. And I was like, I won't wait for something as bad as this to happen to me before I decide to go all out for God. So from that time, I started staying more in church, getting more involved. I joined the Film Stars. And by the grace of God, right now I'm a percentile leader. So right now, I just want to say a big thank you to God for calling me and for saving me. Because I believe until you are called, you can't be saved. And it was through the ministry of Bishop Dag. So I want to say thank you very much, Daddy. And I want to also encourage everybody here that if you are not saved, don't wait till things get bad. Don't wait till you would come to Christ and you regret all the things you have done. Seek the Lord while you can find Him. If you can find Him here, seek Him and then accept Him into your life, and your life will never be the same.
Amen. Put your hands together for that powerful testimony. I believe God is coming through for you today. I believe the word is coming to you today. Your life will never be the same again. If you believe it, shout, "Yeah!"
Do all I can just to serve you.
serve you now. That is how I will say thanks. Oh, 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 and you turn me inside out. You save me. Give me brand new heart. Only you, the only one who won my heart today. That's why I really, oh, 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 invitations, visitation. I remember many, many others who don't know Jesus. Oh, I'm winning souls for Jesus. Yeah. Wanna be strong, so strong. I wanna be faithful in the Lord, my Jesus Christ. I wanna be faithful, yes I do, and loyal. Oh, 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 I really love Sunday morning.
Soul and it lives in a body.
principles. After you are saved, your spirit is a newborn baby, and it must grow.
Seven great principles.
After you are saved, your mind is still the same. It must be renewed. Oh. Man is a spirit. He has a soul. He lives in a body. Man is a spirit. He has a soul and he lives in a body. Control. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Seven great principles.
After you are saved, your mind is open to all kinds of thoughts. You must learn to think on the right things.
Whoa. Seven great principles.
Man is a spirit. He has a soul and he lives in a body.
Seven great principles.
Man is a spirit. He has a soul and he lives in a body. Soul, he lives in a body. Man is a spirit. He has a soul. He lives in a body.
Propose.
that you are thinking, 'cause you've been showing the signs for so long. You've been writing all these letters, been visiting me for so very long. You've been sending notes forever, and I've been reading your text and all your words over and over and over. Please let him choose me and love me. He's the kind of brother I love to be with for the rest of my life. See, Jesus, please hear my prayer, my humble prayer. Oh Lord, please let goodness and mercy follow me.
Of the
up seriously, nor has it been prosecuted. With the seed and perseverance of the early Christian church, indeed there were candles in the dark. On a Sunday morning, I offer these observations. If the whole body of Christians entered heartily into the Great Commission and loved the souls of their fellow creatures more than they love themselves, more than they love their own lives, they could become candles in the dark. They could become saviors of this world. Candles in the dark. If you want to be, and I'd say I wanna be, say, be a candle in the dark. Lord, I wanna be a candle in the dark. I wanna be a light to the world.
You can stretch forth your hands in prayer for them to get a beloved. We are still waiting. Hallelujah. First Love Church, Daddy is home. And what a fantastic time he and the team had at the Crusades in Namibia. We saw the lame walking, we saw blind eyes seeing, and we even saw the dead raised. And the Bible says Paul and Barnabas returned to Jerusalem after they had fulfilled their ministry. And I believe our father is coming home after fulfilling what God sent him to do in Namibia. And we here at the First Love Church are happy to have a hero as a pastor. And I expect something wonderful to happen. How many of you expect a miracle? Shout, I expect my miracle. I expect my breakthrough. My life is changing. My prophet is here. Miracles are happening. The supernatural is happening. My life is turning around. Shout, everything is possible.
Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God.
All the way at the back, if you believe it.
Nothing,
lift your hands and sing it. When we're trusting
in His Word. Hearken to the voice of God.
Is there anything too hard?
Is there anything too hard for me? Then put your trust
in God alone.
And rest on His Word.
Here's the word
for everything. I feel it. Declare it. Declare everything. Everything is possible. Somebody's life is changing as you sing it. Lift your hands.
Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God.
Come on, tell that demon. Nothing is impossible
when you're trusting in His word.
Now tell your sickness.
Hearken to the voice of God to thee.
Is there anything?
Is there anything too hard for me?
And put your trust.
Put your trust in God alone. And rest upon His word. For everything, yes, everything is possible.
Lift your hands. Jesus, thanks a million for your blessings, touching our lives, healing our lives, changing our lives. We receive your spirit and your word. Thank you for saving us from deception and delusions. We are grateful, dear Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Speak to us. Heal us. Send us out of this place with power, with victory, with grace, with miracles happening on the left and on the right. We thank you, Lord, for a great change that is taking place because of your spirit who is working in our lives. Lift your hands and receive the Holy Spirit working in your life, changing your life, guiding you to His will, to His presence, to experience His power. Father, thank you for every child here is changed into a great apostle, a great king in your presence. We thank you for this blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed. You may be seated. Revelations chapter 1. And verse number 6, it says, Well, from verse 5, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, hallelujah, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings. All right? Of the earth, unto him that loved us and has washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. Amen. Amen. Unto him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Now, today I want to share with you about the anointing of kings. The Bible says in Revelations chapter 1 and verse 6, he has made us kings and priests unto God. While Jesus Christ himself is in verse 5. It says, from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, amen, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, the first person to come back from the dead, all right, and the prince of the kings of the earth. So Jesus is the prince of the kings, and you are being made by God's power one of the kings.
Amen.
Amen. Now, most of the things in the Bible sound fantastic. That is not surprising because it's the word of God and they are all prophetic. The Bible says we have a more sure word of prophecy. So when you come to church, you must believe the prophetic dimension, the predictive aspect of God's word. God's word is not just telling you, do this, do this, do this, do this. But God's word is telling you what is going to be and what can be. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Now it says in Revelations, thanks be to Jesus Christ, who is the Prince of Kings and the one who has made us priests and kings. So this is what God has for you. A priest and a king. Now, when we talk about being made a priest and a king, you see the history of people being made kings in the Bible. You find that everyone who was made a king, all right, was anointed to become a king. And if you were not anointed, you wouldn't become a king. So the very first king of Israel was Saul. Then the second was David. And then the third was Solomon. All of them were anointed. All of them had a time when they were anointed. So the anointing made them kings. So in 1 Samuel chapter 10, let's look at it. That's the first time somebody became a king in the Bible. So you see the history of the anointing. All right? 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 1. And then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it out upon his head and kissed him and said, is it not because the Lord has anointed thee to be the captain over his inheritance? So there Samuel took the oil and poured it on Saul's head, and he became the king. So today, God is giving you an anointing, and the anointing is going to make you make this Revelations 1 verse 6, which says that God has made us priests and kings, is going to make that scripture happen practically in your life. Amen. First Samuel chapter 16. All right? And then verse 13. And the Bible says in verse 12, now he was ruddy and of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look to. Amen. All right? And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Okay? Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. Are you there? Beautiful. So there you can see that the second person who ever became a king was David. And oil was poured on him. And that is what made him a king. And David was very sure of that. It was not his education. It was not anything that made him a king. But it was the anointing. Now in 1 Kings chapter 1, we see Solomon, the son of David, becoming a king. And in 1 Kings chapter 1 and verse 39, the Bible says, and Zadok the priest took a horn of oil out of the tabernacle and anointed Solomon. And they blew the trumpet, and all the people said, God save King Solomon. God save King Solomon. And there you see, Solomon became a king. Are you there? And this is the pattern of people who became kings. And the three of them actually were the only people who ruled over the whole of Israel. Everybody else ruled over half of the king, like one tribe, and then some will rule over Israel. So you see, after Solomon, the kingdom was divided into Judah, the tribe of Judah, and then the others. Okay? Now, 2 Kings chapter 9, we see a radical king emerging. 2 Kings chapter 9. And Elisha, the prophet, all right, called one of the children of Israel, of the prophets, and said to him, get up your loins, because Elijah couldn't go himself. Take this box of oil. In those days, they used to keep oil in boxes in thine hand, and go to Ramoth Gilead. When thou comest thither, look for Jehu, the son of Jehoshaphat. Okay? Now, Jehoshaphat was an ordinary man. Okay? And just how you are an ordinary person. And go in and make him rise up from among his brethren. So today, God is making you get up from amongst your brethren and the brethren. Amen. And carry him to an inner chamber. Now, most of the time, when God anoints you, you are anointed in a secret place. Most of the great experiences with God are private. Okay? Those of you who only pray when you are in church and only pray when we are fasting, the whole church is fasting, those kind of things, you never really will amount to much. Yes, I'm sad to say, but it won't really amount to much. You know, it is good to pray, all of us praying together. But if that is your main prayer, and that's the real main thing that you are looking forward to, are you with me? Then you are not going to become much. Most great things, Jesus said, you do it privately. Most great things are done privately. And whatever happens privately reflects outwardly. So actually, that's one of the ways to even know missionaries. You know? Sometimes when we send people and they come back, say, oh, it's not working, it's not this, it's not that. But one of the ways to know people is to know their fruits. So when whatever God is blessing outwardly, it's usually because of something inwardly. Oh, yeah. So you see people, you send them to a country after so many months, years, it's like nothing is really working. Often it's something internal that is not working. You know, the private part of ministry is usually not working. So You don't really need to even know what is going on, but you can know that something is not going on well. Either they don't pray, or there is some problem internally, or they are bad leaders, which is also an internal problem. In Africa, we have internal issues with leadership. The people who are leading can't lead. They are poor leaders, often. And it just creates poverty, naturally. Their way of doing things makes the people poor. Most of the leaders don't have an aim to steal. I've interacted with some people who are in leadership. I don't think they have any aim to steal. As people say, these people are just coming to chop. These people are just coming to chop. No. By a certain age, they are not trying to chop anything. But it's the ability to lead. It's not there. So as it's like a captain. If I put you in charge of a ship and I say, take the ship to England from here. Truthfully, a ship which has got 8 floors. When you take a lift, you press and it goes up 8 floors and down 8 floors, sometimes as much as 16 floors, up and down with containers packed, like they can pack 8 containers high. And need a huge ship with so many things in it. Basketball pitches, table tennis, swimming pools, theaters, hotels, all is in a ship. And I put you and I say, this is the driver's wheel. Drive this ship to England or to South Africa. I'll meet you there. I'm taking British Airways to England. Bring the ship there. It's not that you want to chop money. It's not that you want to chop money. But the truth is that, ole, you don't know how to do it. Yes. So after some time, you see that the ship will be maybe just the same Tema area. Or maybe it has moved towards Accra, which is what you see in many nations. You elect somebody, the person comes into power, the whole country stays at the same place. After some years, you see that everything is the same. Not always think of bad things. It is, you have to see there's something deficient, somewhere. Yes. One time I sent a missionary somewhere, and then he was talking to the assistant, and he was telling the assistant, every few sentences when he's talking to the assistant, he would say to the assistant, Satan, get thee behind me. And I was thinking that, we have all seen it in the Bible. Satan, get thee behind me. But if you be telling your assistant every day, Satan, get thee behind me, Satan, get thee behind me, will he be happy? It shows a lack of something, And all these things, don't let people... I know someone who has called someone Satan, get thee behind me. It's my friend. I called someone... When I was in Achimota school, that apart from Jesus... The other person I know is this other guy. Yeah. So if you become a leader, and that is your main way of correcting people or talking to them, Satan, move from there. Satan, the two of you, move to this side. You get up. You get up. I'm not calling you Satan. No, take your pen. Move to this side. You see, supposing I say, Satan, move to the right. Is it nice? Sit down. Yeah. So what I'm trying to say is that usually something is not working. So anyway, I don't know how I got into all that, but I'm just saying that don't be angry every day. And be saying people want to chop money. Nobody wants to. At a certain point, people have money. They cannot. If you put me behind a ship and say, drive this ship to, I will not even know is straight and where is right and where is left, and when we are on the sea, how can I know that I'm not going to drive over one of the canoes? A lot of canoes out there. If you go to Amina, many. And here there are so many smaller ships. And I have this huge ship with so many people. What about somebody coming the other way? And what about if I meet the oil tankers at the Western region? What about if I meet them and I crash into them and it explodes? So it's not that I want to chop money, but I'll just stay in Tema and just be going around in the same place. It's not about chopping money. It's about ability. Ecclesiastes 10:15 for your reference. The labor of the foolish, I'm not saying anybody is foolish, I'm reading Proverbs 10:15, please. Wearieth every one of them. Why? The point is the second part of the verse. Because he knoweth not how to go to the city. We don't know how to do it. That is it. Anyway, let's get back to our topic. Now, he said, carry him to an inner chamber. Then take the box of oil and pour it on his head and say, thus says the Lord, I have anointed thee King of Israel. Then open the door and flee and tarry not. Hey! So the young man, even the young man, the prophet, went to Ramoth Gilead. And when he came, behold, the captains of the host were sitting. And he said, I have an errand to thee, captain. And Jehu said, which one of us? All of us? And he said, no, to you. And he arose and went into the house. And he poured oil on his head and said unto him, thus saith the Lord God, I have anointed thee king over the people of the Lord, even over Israel. And this is what God is saying to you today, that he is giving you the kingly anointing. And you see, an ordinary person becomes anointed. And it's amazing. And this guy was just sitting in his house with his friends when the prophet came in and poured the oil on him. He says, I have anointed thee. So what will you do? Read it and let's see what happens. Amazing. So, he said, thus says the Lord, I have anointed thee king over the people of the Lord, even over Israel. Hey, and thou shalt smite the house of Ahab, thy master, that I may avenge the blood of my servants, the prophets, and the blood of all the servants of the Lord. For the whole house of Ahab shall perish, and I will cut off from him Ahab, the man that pitcheth against the wall, and him that is shut up and left in Israel. That means dogs piss against the wall. So even dogs will die. And I will make the house of Ahab like the house of Jeroboam. And verse 10, the dogs shall eat Jezebel in the portion of Jezreel, and there shall be none to bury her. And he opened the door and fled. Hey! Then Jehu came forth to the servants of the Lord, and one said unto him, it's all well, what is going on? Wherefore came this mad fellow to thee? And he said to them, you know the man and his communication is crazy. Then they said, it is false. Tell us what happened in the room. And he said, thus and thus spake he to me, saying, thus says the Lord, I have anointed thee king of Israel. You see, you need to be confident that an anointing, you see, you are sitting with your friends and suddenly the anointing of the Holy Spirit is on you. Hey! And you have to even believe in the anointing. When the Lord anointed me and said to me, from today you can teach, I had to believe it. I had to believe that from today I can teach. Yeah. Now,
hasted when they heard it. They hasted and took every man his garment and put it under him on the top of the stairs and blew with their trumpets, saying, Jehu is king. You have to believe when the anointing is on you that this is what God is doing. And all the things he said you will do, which look amazing, you have to start heading out to do each one of them. And I see you heading out to do each one of them. Now, at the Mountain of the Lord conference, which is coming on this week, there is going to be a commission for boys and a commission for girls. So I want all boys to be present and I want girls to also be present. Now, then they took, verse 16, Jehu rode in a chariot and went to Jezreel, for Joram lay there. And Ahaziah, king of Judah, was come down to see Joram. Okay? Now, all these people were targeted, earmarked for destruction. Joram and Ahaziah, whose mother was Athaliah, whose mother was Jezebel. Yes. Jezebel is the spirit of the one who is behind the scenes moving things. And Ahab is the passive, weak leader who can be told what to do and can be moved. He's a weak man. He's the quintessential weak man, weak leader, who allows himself to be led, you see, by the woman instead of leading, or by anybody who has that spirit, because some men also have the spirit of Jezebel. So he allows himself to be led. He's a weak man. And a lot of phlegmatic men are weak men. When you send them, they can't perform, many of them, unless the Holy Spirit changes that spirit. Yeah. So the weak man is moved and controlled and dominated. So the things the man does are actually the things the woman is doing. So if you are a man, you see, when Ida sings the song, don't be a kept man. See, a man who is just kept. So stand here so that we look after you and you are a man. We know that there is a man. But actually, you are just being kept in a box. And you actually do nothing. And you don't actually lead. Yeah. So, Ahab is the quintessential weak man. The easy to lead man. And Jezebel is the behind the scenes manipulator. But you see, you can't hide it from God. Because the Bible says, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up. There was none that did sell himself to wickedness like Ahab. Whom Jezebel his wife stirred up. So she stirred him up. And he did most of the things she wanted him to do. You see, yeah, you can see the scripture is there. Beautiful. So, it's amazing. So, turn to the nearest brother now. Are you one of those weak, passive men, you know, who can be pushed right, pushed left, pushed forward, pushed backward? Now, notice. And by the way, the judgment for the weak man and the judgment for the Jezebel were the same. So these kind-looking men who just allow things to go on were judged at the same way. You get a very strong dose of judgment. Yeah.
So Jehu rode in a chariot and went for Joram, and Ahaziah was there. Now, verse 17. There stood a watchman on the tower in Jezreel, and he spied the company of Jehu. Are you understanding the preaching? At the back there, check whether your neighbor asked, do you know what he's talking about? I'm talking about the kingly anointing. Yeah, anointing of a king. How many understand anointing of a king? I want to see your hand if you are with me. Anointing of a king, yes. So now Jehu has been anointed as a king. Let us look at the video. So there went one on horseback to meet him. All right? And he said, is it peace? Like, as you are riding, is it peace? And Jehu said, what has thou to do with peace? Turn thee behind me. In other words, join my convoy. And the watchman told him, saying, the messenger has reached the people, but he's not coming back with any message. Hey! So he sent a second on horseback, which came and asked him and said, thus saith the king, is it peace? And Jehu answered, what hast thou to do with peace? Turn thee behind me. In other words, join my convoy. Then the watchman told him, saying, hey, the second guy we sent, the same thing has happened. He is not coming back. And the driving is like the driving of Jehu, the son of Nimshi. For he driveth furiously. Hey! Furiously. And the word there is craziness or madness. Yes. When you are anointed, you must become crazy with the anointing. You must believe in the commission and what God tells you and speaks to you about. You must believe in God. Believe. Believe. You have more believing to do than even me. Because I was 25 years old when God called me to be a pastor. I became a pastor. I was called before then. But I was 25 when I decided that it was real. You know, in this service, I want you to decide that things are real. Amen. Things are real. Amen. Yes. And Jehu just decided that it's real. I am the king. I don't know what makes me a king, but this anointing, that's all. I am a king. And I'm going to ride furiously toward my destiny. So instead of sitting back lazily, dreamily, quietly, sleepily, get up and ride furiously toward your destiny. He was riding towards where the kings were. And God is going to use you when you furiously ride towards your destiny. Yes. Make sure you don't miss the mountain of the Lord, because your destiny will be very clear. Now, and Joram said, so the first thing you are going to do, number one, is ride. First of all, believe that the anointing has made you what it says you it has made you. Yes. When the kingly anointing comes, God says he has made you a king. What is a king? Royalty. Reigning. Leading. A king is the leader. David was a king. Royalty. Provision. Whenever we think of Prince Charles, Princess Diana, all these kings, the first thought that comes to you is that they don't need money. Is it not true? The first thought that comes to you is that these people are rich. They don't need anything. Yes. And that's how your life is going to be.
But it's not about our way of posing. It's about leadership. God is going to use you as a very, very good and great leader. So believe that the anointing has made you a great person. And number two, believe in the specific greatness, which is kingship. Believe that you've been made a king. Yes. Most people don't believe, oh, a king and priest is just poetry. But it's not poetry. It is God's will for your life. A king. Amen. Number three, ride furiously towards your destiny. Amen. Now, then Joram said, make ready. And his chariot was made ready. And Joram, the king of Israel, and Ahaziah, king of Judah, went each to his chariot. And they went out against Jehu. And it came to pass, when Joram saw Jehu, he said, is it peace? And he said, what peace, so long as the whoredoms of thy mother Jezebel and her witchcrafts are so many? Amen. So there's no peace as long as there is, what is whoredom? What does it mean? Harlotries, prostitution. So the anointing makes war against sexual deviations. Yes. First, you know, and one of the biggest characteristics of a young person is the sexuality and the testosterone levels. When bulls, elephants, antelopes, male antelopes and male animals are fighting each other, are you with me?
Yes.
It is, they are fighting over females.
Wow.
Yes. They fight for a female. Yeah. Not a female, for a number of females. And what is happening to them is testosterone. Testosterone is a hormone that defies all reason. Do you understand? It goes against thinking. The hormone works against your thoughts and against logic. Anything that doesn't make sense. And that is why there are many things about us that don't make sense. How many have done things that don't make sense? Like, doesn't make sense. And the reason is because apart from thoughts that are working in you, there are hormones also working. Yes. There are hormones working. Yeah. And those hormones are chemicals. And the chemicals make you a certain way. And they make you go a certain way. They make you even feel a certain way. You wouldn't feel what you are feeling if those hormones were not there. Yes. So those hormones are things that God allows. And through these chemicals, you see that your life is going a certain way. And if you don't take care, either your life will go straight, left, there's right, there's far right, there's far left. And there's too fast on straight. Yes. Too fast on straight is normal sexual behavior, too much and too fast. Yes. Your direction is good, like you are directed in the right direction. But it's too fast and too much. And accident speed. Are you with me? Then we have far left. We have left and right. And far left and far right. And left, you can go into so many things. Pornography is one. And then variations of pornography. Variations of pornography. Yes. That is far left. Left and far left. Yes. Because if you are a man and you are looking at pornography of other men, you have gone left, far left. You already left and you've gone far left. Are you there? And then we have right, which is going off the way into homosexuality, which has also come. Yes. And other variations of normal sex, variations, man to man, women's to women's, men's to woman, men's to woman, and women's to men, women's to man. Yes, man to animal. A lot of far right. And then we have out of bounds. So the first attack was on the whoredoms of prostitution and sexual things. And you see, I tell you, you don't need to. You can be sitting here when you are at a certain age. You're sitting there, just as you are sitting there now, and you are having erections. You are in church. You are having erections. Look, you are charged like a buffalo, a bull. Yes. Or you are a girl sitting in church. Your mouth is watering. And you are filled with, as if you want to eat something. You've seen food and it's making your mouth water. Drooling. Yes. So, the anointing will give you a power to gain control over Jezebel. And Jezebel has two things for you. One is this one. It's the sex things. Yes. And that is why a believer marries young. Yes. Because if you don't marry young, you are trying to control something that is very difficult to control. One day I met a white man, an old white man in England, about almost 40 years ago. And he was looking for his dog. And he told me, "This is my dog. A great power has taken my dog away." I said, "Why?" He was an old man walking in the field. He said, "A power that is greater than any power that I know has taken." I said, "Why?" He said, "My dog has gone to look for a girlfriend." Yes. "And has left him, who is looking after him and is caring for his dog." Yes. "He has left the one who feeds him. Has left his home." Yeah. Every girl here wants marriage, wants love. Every boy here wants love. Yeah. Yeah. If you take the life of Elizabeth Taylor, who was said to be one of the most beautiful women in the world, by the time she started acting when she was young, a young girl. She was very young when she started acting. And the time when she became a teenager and then became aware of men, you see even the change in the role that she played in the film. Yeah, you see that a change had come. And she was now aware of a man and started to go through the life of having so many different men love. She married 8 times at least. I don't know. Yeah. At least 8 different times. Married, divorced, married, divorced, married, divorced. One of the husbands died and she took taking people's husband. It's just a normal thing of a human being. It's nothing abnormal. It's normal. But that is what God's power comes into your life to make you a super normal person. Otherwise, you are doomed. You'll just be a normal person. Yeah. And that's why many of us here, some of us don't even know our parents. Some of us are children of parents, and you have no even idea how you came about. If your parents were to open their mouths and tell you how you came, you'd be surprised. Now, the second thing is the witchcrafts of Jezebel. So the anointing will now give you power over the witchcraft, apart from the sexuality, which is a power. Now there's also the witchcraft, and witchcraft is anything that is trying to bewitch you. Bewitch. Can somebody give me the definition of bewitch on the screen so that I don't define it wrongly to you? When you say bewitch, something has bewitched you. What does it mean? Yeah. Bring more. This is not cast a spell. Bewitch. Bewitched. Yeah. To gain an ascendancy over, all right, through charms. Another one is to charm. To charm or to fascinate. So anything that is fascinating you, you are fascinated. To please to such a degree as to take away the power of resistance. To enchant. That's the dictionary. I didn't want to use my own mind. To enchant you and take away the power of resistance. So when something seems to be controlling someone, that's what we call witchcraft. So apart from the sex, because you can have sex with somebody, but the person has not taken away the apparent reason, the reasoning capacities, and the right thinking and proper decisions for your life. But there are people that take away good reasoning, and there are things that take away good reasoning. So anything that is controlling you or taking away good reasoning, the only thing that should control you is God. Nobody, no, even a good person who doesn't, is not a known witch. Any human being, any situation, whether it's a parent, whether it's a spouse, whether it's a friend, a job, anything that has such fascination. Because supposing I was fascinated by something and I followed it, I would not be preaching to you today. Yes. Supposing I was charmed by something. I went to Switzerland. Supposing I was charmed by Switzerland, I would not be standing here preaching today. And neither would all the plenty churches that we have be filled with pastors preaching. Supposing I was fascinated with money and it has charmed, it has really affected my reasoning. That's why witchcraft is very dangerous. Anything that bewitches you, controls you, including a mother, it's a very dangerous thing. Because some people think that your mother can only do good. But I've seen people who have mothers, and the mothers, you see that they may not do well. If you take somebody like Ahaziah or Joram, whose mother was Athaliah, who was Jezebel's daughter. You see, Jezebel affected three sets of kings. Yes. She has affected Ahab, then Ahab's child, and then she gave her daughter went to marry from the tribe of Judah, which also brought another thing altogether. So many influences come which are not God, but the voice is strong and the weak man follows it. The weak man follows it. Yes, the weak man follows it. The passive man, the Ahabs, the spirit of Ahab. So a man needs to be someone who follows God. That's what makes you a man, when you can follow God. You see, I'm in the ministry, not because everybody approved of it. No. No. Not because everybody approved of it. My wife supported from day one. There was never any resistance. But both her family and my family did not support it. Did not want it. Yes. But not my wife. My wife didn't I don't remember ever having any meeting to force to go this way. No. For ministry, no. So that many people are not strong enough to go against whatever fascinates or charms you. Yes, to serve the Lord. And so the kingly anointing is not given to you so that you sit on the throne and be controlled by something else. Now, if you're interested, you can Google on the internet. Many people feel that in every government, in every country, there's actually another government which has not been elected, who are ruling the country from America to everywhere. And they are usually top businessmen and money people. That they are actually like, if you Google shadow government, hidden government, and if you are interested in reading such things, you go and you see that they believe that actually is this businessman, these people, they are the ones who the presidents listen to. Because they will pay for the election, the campaign. Yeah. Don't listen to a pastor like me who will say, build a road from here to Kumasi or whatever. Or even I stood on my pulpit and said, how many think that there will be water running in Adenta at the end of 4 years? Everybody said no. How many believe that there will be a road from here to Kumasi at the end of 4 years? And everybody answers no. It's like they don't even believe. But it's like a pastor is nothing. We are not the ones paying for the election. So there's actually somebody else. And sometimes you can see that another mind is taking a decision apart from common sense and apart from even clear logic. Yes. Each government, including this one, has destroyed education. You would think that a government like this will make education better. But soon you are going to see that in Ghana, only private schools will be good schools. Yes. So unless you go to a school that's not run by the government, so then all the government schools become like Saito schools, how Saito schools used to be. Yeah, that's what's happened. And you think that a government like this will do something better. It's amazing. Yeah, but when you look at it, you realize that it's not the mind of education or even the common sense mind is working, but some other mind is at work. And that's why God wants you to be clear of anything that fascinates you or charms you or controls you. As a Christian, as a pastor, somebody who is called by God, the anointing is first of all against sorceries, witchcrafts, and enchantments and anything that is a spell or a control over your life. If I was being controlled by money, do you think I would come and do First Love Church? Let's be serious. When I left the Kodesh, I knew that I was leaving every rich person, every influential person, all those type of people are at the Kodesh. They don't come to church here. All the people here, look at it. Even if now included 10, two of you coming. Hurry up. Two of you stand here. One, two. One, two. These are my members. Where are your Bibles? Get your, these are my top members. They sit on the front seat. Yes. Hurry up, hurry up. Just bring your Bible and your whatever. These are my top members. Stand here. Mm-hmm. Stand here. Open your notebook. Come. Yeah. These are my main members. Come this way. Do you sell? What do you sell?
I don't sell anything.
You don't sell anything? Well, what business do you do?
I don't do any business.
You don't do any business. What work do you do?
I don't do any work.
He doesn't do any business. He doesn't do any work. Do you go to school?
Yes, please.
He goes to school. What about you?
Yes, please.
School. You see, these are all that I have. Yes. So if I was fascinated by those driving Rolls Royces and those driving this and that, I would not call so all these small boys and girls would be my church members. Never. This will not happen. I mean, I don't know if they can pay tithes. They pay tithes. 2 cities. Yes. You keep standing there as an advertisement. Amen. If you are fascinated by Geneva, you will never go to Thailand to preach. If you are fascinated by America, and you are bewitched by whatever is in America, you will never leave America to go to whichever place God has called you to. If you are fascinated by money and by jobs and the name of the job, you will never leave it to do what God has called you to do. Never. It won't come on. So the anointing, first of all, goes against witchcraft and any alternative guidance. Yes. So it's picking on your sexuality. That's why if you are a young man, you better find a beloved early and get to the job. Yes, there are a lot of songs that will guide you how to find a beloved. And all boys who are too, sit down, you are blocking people's view. All boys who are too timid to talk to girls, be delivered from the spirit of Ahab in the name of Jesus. You cannot be a boy who is afraid of girls. The girls are rather afraid of you. You have to rise up and relate with ladies. You can't relate with boys to boys. It's very dangerous in this era. Girls are nice, so you have to like them and relate with them. Are all brothers listening to me? Yes. Your anus is for releasing feces. That is the only function of that place. Yes. Yes. Is it clear? Yes. Protect your anus with furious zeal. Yes. Never let anything go there. Yes. Only things coming out. Yes. It's a one way. I hope what I'm saying is clear. Yeah. I want it to be clear. That's why I'm using English words. Sit down. My. Come and stand by my side, left and right. Yes. Look forward. Don't look at what I'm preaching. Stand here. Step forward. Beautiful. James and John. James, John. Amen. What peace so long as the whoredoms of your mother, Jezebel, and her witchcraft are so many. And Joram turned his head and fled and said to Ahaziah, this is treachery. And Jehu drew a bow with his full strength and smote Jehoram between his arms, and the arrow went out at his heart, and he sank down in his chariot. All right? Are you there?
Yes.
You are anointed.
Yes.
To kill the devil and the devil's agents.
Yes.
Jehoram, he with his full strength, he used all his strength. So the next step, I hope you are writing the step, is to use your full strength to fight the devil. Yes. Whatever enemy has located you, also apply every strength in your life to fight the enemy. Jehu drew a bow with his full strength and smote Jehoram between his arms. So Jehoram was a son of Ahab, you know, and that was the end of him by the power of the Lord. Whatever has fought you is perishing under the kingly anointing. Verse 25. Then Jehu said to Bidkar, take him and cast him in the field of Naboth. When I and thou rode together after Ahab his father, the Lord has laid this burden upon him. I have seen yesterday the blood of Naboth and the blood of his son, saith the Lord, and I will requite thee. So you see now, he has started implementing what the prophet told him when he was anointed. It started to happen. So now it's going to start happening. The kingly anointing, the effects of the anointing in your life, step by step, step by step, step by step, you will be fulfilling all the visions and dreams God is giving for your life through the kingly anointing. Hallelujah. Now, when Ahaziah, the king of Judah, saw this, he fled. And Jehu followed after him and said, smite him. And he was smitten. And the servants carried him in a chariot to Jerusalem and buried him. All right? Now, verse 13. When Jehu was come to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it, and she painted her face and tired her head and looked out at a window. You see, she put on her makeup. She made her face in a certain way. Yes. She knew that she had been slaying people with this trick of looking good on the outside, but having nothing on the inside. And it had been working for people who don't have anointing. But this time she met her meter. I said she met her meter. She painted her face and tired her head and looked out a window, at a window. Verse 31. And Jehu said, entered in at the gate and said, have Zimri peace. And as Jehu entered, she said, have Zimri peace, who slew his master. And he lifted up his face to the window and said, who is on my side? Who is on my side? Who? Who is on my side? Who? And there looked out to him two or three eunuchs. People that have been bathing her. They have been castrated. Their testicles have been cut off with a hot. They use a hot metal. They use a hot metal because it's sterile. And they hold the testicles and then they burn it out. I mean, if you've ever seen the brutal, what do you call it, that they used to do, you can't even imagine it. They burn out the testicles and remove it. Now there looked out two or three eunuchs. And he said, who is on my side? And two eunuchs, unexpected people. And he said, throw her down. Throw her down. So they threw her down. Listen, the next step of the anointing is that the anointing on your life will not be overcome by beauty and beautification. Yes. You see, When you hear me preaching sometime and you see me telling the girls how to behave, it's because that thing has not overcome me. Their beauty and their presentation has not charmed me. That's why I said, go and bath. All this is just fake. The hair is nothing. She tired her hair. That's why I talk about the hair. Because it's all fake hair. When you take off the hair, your head looks like a cashew nut. Either a cashew nut or a tiger nut. You should see them in the house. The ugliest you can ever be. The day that I ran through the church and I start picking up them, that's when you see something. Yes. The anointing on your life, a Jezebel who does the face and does the hair, your response will be throw her down, kill her. Yes. You know, if you, one day I saw a picture of women being hanged, executed. You know, and I was amazed because I realized that the people who were executing them, they were not affected at all by their beauty. Ish! They took them, put the rope around their necks, lifted them up, some of them naked. They just lifted them, they hung them there. And so I realized that it's like your beauty, this whatever, Charlie, it is not working here at all. It just hung them with all their things. Yes. And that's the anointing that is on Jehu. You can't charm me with this. Clear that face. You will tell them, clear the face, let it be normal. Otherwise, I don't want to relate with you. Clear this fake hair. All this imaginary hair. You look like somebody from Chile or somebody from Brazil or somewhere. Meanwhile, in reality, there is nothing to you. Throw her down! Throw her down! Throw her down! Throw her down! Yes! That's anointing, eh? It's not anointing. Is it not the anointing on Jehu? Did we not say, when he saw, he said, no, it doesn't work for me. And she painted the figure, it has been working. It works. If you pass all the places where prostitutes stand in Ghana, it works. And then she came, she Bible said she looked out at the window. That means she exposed herself because it works. When you expose yourself, it works. It works on people. If you wear shorts, you do this, people stop. There are a lot of people that will stop. Oh yes, people will come. You do your face, you do your hair, it has a way. The eyebrows. Look at the eyebrows. You see different type of eyebrows. It's like, what is this? If you are anointed with the anointing of Jehu, he said, throw her out of the window. Throw her out of the window. Throw her out. I'm a young man, but I'm not moved by what I see. Kashato salabakabayandala. Some people are happy with my message. Some are not happy, but I don't care. Yeah, I don't care. You think I'm not, you can't enchant me. Throw her out of the window. She's finished. The plenty hair. He said, now, what is this hair? So, what do you look like in the house? Come on, man. Come on, be real. She painted her face. She tied her hair. But the anointed man said, throw her out of the window. It's nothing. There's nothing to that. Yes. That's why many times girls hate each other. Because they know that there's nothing to you. Just like there's nothing to me, there's nothing to you. I know you are nothing. Yes. That's why the girls hate each other. But the boys are charmed. So rarely do you find a guy who is not charmed. Yes. Painted her face. Tied her hair. Put her face out of the window. He was not moved at all by nothing, woman, whatever you can say, nothing is working. throughout. That's the anointing. Yeah. And when a person is very anointed, that is when he can control his wife. Yes. When she's going off. If she's, some are off permanently. Yeah. Oblique, always having some other opinion. Is it Luke 18:29? Yes. Luke 18:29. Yeah. And he said unto them, verily I say unto you, there is no man that has left house or parents, or brethren, or wife.
Okay.
You can walk away. Yeah. For the sake of you, I walk away from you, I go away. I'm out of here, for the kingdom's sake. Is that what you are doing? You are finished. You are finished for the kingdom. It's in the Bible. Yes. And 30 has a promise, verse 30. Who shall not receive manifold more? Manifold more. In this life. Yes. Yeah. That word left is to leave. Yes. To leave. To separate. To go in a different direction. Yeah. So you misbehave, you are finished. So in the anointing, you are able to lead. That's if you are a leader. Unless you are a kept, you are an Ahab. Ahabs are nothing. Yeah. They are not anointed. But Jehu, painting of your face, pretending, yeah, cannot get you. So no. Change it. Wash it. Wash the face. Many times I've told people, wash your face, come on. Don't come and click clock around here. Click, 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 click. Be normal. Throw her down to reality. Yes. Look at it, beautiful. Look at it. Look at the face. Look at it. Yeah. No, why are you burning your face? This hair is fake. These eyes are fake. The nose is fake. The lipstick is fake. The face is fake. Everything is fake. And when you go, you see that something is smiling. Throw her down. Sit down. Those outside are you with us? I can't hear the outside people. Are you here? So they threw her down. And some of her blood was sprinkled on the wall. And the horses trod her underfoot. Yes. Hard. He was what? Hard. Now, to let horses kill somebody. You know, one day I watched a film. They buried about some guys and left only the head above the ground. Do you understand? They buried them standing, and only from here was left above. So you just see the head like cabbage heads. And then they told the guys to gallop this way. And they galloped this way and this way. That was how they killed. That's how Jezebel died. Galloping horses. And it's like this. Lions don't just attack giraffes, even zebras, because the kick of a zebra or the kick of a horse. I mean, when I was riding actively, we never go behind the horse. You walk behind the horse. You don't understand. You go stand behind. What it can do? It can even remove your leg. Yes, it's not a small thing of a horse. The strength. and a giraffe. That's why you see lions standing, a giraffe will be standing there. Lion will be here, giraffe will be here. What are you talking about? One of this will remove your head. One day I watched 8 lions surrounding a giraffe. All night, they started around 10. By the morning, they were still there. 8 of them. One giraffe. He just turned around like, do this. If you come, he does this. You cannot. It was in the morning when 2 male lions came to join and that they were able to bring the giraffe down. Yes. He survived 8 lions all night. Jezebel was killed by horses. No mercy. God will give you a merciless spirit towards the things that don't need mercy.
Amen.
Yes. You see, when you are merciful towards what God is not being merciful, you are evil. Yes. Yes. Because you are kinder than God now. In fact, you are rebuking God. Yes. You know, one time, when my father was alive, there was this person, and the way my father related with the person was a certain way. Now, when my father died, I met the same person again, and I was about to show a certain kindness, and then the spirit said to me, "You are rebuking your father, yeah, because you are showing that you are kinder than your father. That your father was unreasonable and was wicked and was whatever, but you are more reasonable, you are more kinder, you are more like understanding." So I could feel, I could hear that you are rebuking your father by what you are doing. You are showing that you are better than your father and like more understanding and more reasonable than he is. And I lifted my hands, I said, "I beg you, I don't need this." Yes. No one is kinder than God. And when God decides Jezebel must go, you are not better than your God. God so loved the world, you will never have even 1/10 of that love, or 100. You will never. Never. When even the disciples asked Jesus, "Teach us to pray," Jesus told them, "You evil men, you are asking us to teach you how to pray. If you being evil know how to give good, how much more?" So be careful. Those of you who feel like, "I'm more patient, I'm more forgiving, I'm more kind, more nicer, I have more understanding for things than this man." More patience. Yes. When God says, "Kill Jezebel," you take her for counseling. "So I want to counsel her because maybe she didn't understand the laws and the practices of Israel. That's why she brought this Baal and whatever." When I first started preaching about loyalty, people felt that I was, you know, it's too hard. Even in Thailand, you know, somebody gave my book to the translator. She said she will not translate it. She said, "Oh, the book is too hard. It's not a good book." But there was a conference in that same Thailand, in Bangkok. And myself and Benny Hinn were speakers at that program. So when Benny Hinn spoke, then I also spoke and I preached about loyalty. And the woman was there. Afterwards, she came to see my secretary and told her, "You know, I've changed my mind. I would like to translate the book on loyalty. I realized when he preached, I realized that he's a very good..." Audrey, you are now seeing that it's a good book. There are some people who feel they are kinder and nicer and better than God. Nobody is kinder than God. What God has decided is what is good. If he says Jezebel is going with a horse, she's going with a horse. Take off the arm. They couldn't find her body parts. That was the treatment that God had decided for her. That's how evil she was. Yes, Ahab was the face, but she was the power behind it. Through depression, she made Elijah run away. She made Elijah leave his ministry. Elijah's ministry ended abruptly. Elijah left his ministry and ran because of Jezebel. He was afraid. Jezebel told her that I'm coming to get you. You will see. And you see, she could have just come to get him, but she wanted to make him afraid. Jezebel makes you fear. Yes. And that spirit is still in the world. Are you still here? Tell your neighbor, you look kinder than God. It seems you are kinder than, you are nicer, like sort of more patient. Verse 34. When he was coming, he did drink and eat. Then he said, go see now this cursed woman and bury her. She's a cursed woman. She is a king's daughter. So they went to bury her and they found no more of her than the skull, I told you, the feet and the palms. Everything was gone. The horses have removed her. And when they came again, he told him, this is the word of the Lord, which he spake by his servant Elijah the Tishbite, saying, in the portion of Jezreel shall dogs eat the flesh of Jezebel, and the carcass of Jezebel shall be as the dung upon the face of the field in the portion of Jezreel, so that they shall not say, this is Jezebel. I see you overcoming any evil that is launched against you, whether by painted face, by tired hair, by appearances, by niceness, by whatever. Second Kings chapter 10. We are ending very soon. And Ahab had 70 sons. And Jehu wrote letters and said to them, those who were bringing up Ahab's children, as soon as this letter comes to you, seeing that your master's sons are with you, and there are with you chariots, horses, fenced cities, and armor, you are well armed. Look out the best of your master's sons and set him on his father's throne and fight for your master's house. But they were exceedingly afraid, and they said, behold, two kings could not stand before him. How shall we stand? And he that was over the house and over the city said, we are your servants, we shall do as you will. Then he wrote a letter the second time saying, if you be mine and you will hearken to my voice, take the heads of your master's sons and come to me, Jezreel. Now the king's sons were 70. And it came to pass when the letter came to them, they took the king's sons and slew 70 persons and put their heads in basket and sent them to Jezreel. End of story. The anointing of Jehu is on you. Whatever God has given you to conquer, 70 heads, Jezebels, kings, that anointing is working in your life. And you are being anointed powerfully. How many believe that all the things that are spoken, you will do them? I have watched over the years when God spoke to me and told me, this, I've seen that it's happened. In France, I was there when he said to me, I've given you a healing anointing. Practically, I've seen it. Yeah. Teaching anointing, practically, I've seen it. Pastoral, I've seen it. Apostolic, I've seen it. Prophetic, yes. So today, receive the kingly anointing. Take your oil quickly. Take oil. Put it on your head. Stand up, everybody. Take oil. Put some oil on your hand. Those of you upstairs, do you have? Get oil quickly. It's an anointing service. Have you got some oil? Have you got oil? Okay. Be anointed. Be anointed. Kwesi, come and get it. Be anointed. Kingly anointing. You are going to reign. In Jesus' name. Joshua, come and get. Kingly anointing. Beautiful. Be blessed. Come. Have you got your oil? Come. Come. How many believe that the anointing will make it like a dream? 70 boys in the basket. They will be conquered. Come here. James and John, come. Be blessed. Your names are changed from today, James and John. Come, next group, two of you, come. Be blessed. Put the oil on your head right now. Be blessed. Next, Alice. Be blessed. Blessed, Jesus. Randy and Ibu and Paula, come. Be blessed. Put it on your head. You are becoming a king. Power, imaginations will come to pass. In the name of Jesus. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Prince, Lavelle, come to me. Jesus, Zoe, be blessed. Be blessed. Thank you. Jesus. Thanks. Miranda, come to me. King's anointing. Put it on your head. God is making you kings. He's blessing you. Apache, come to me. My oil is almost finished. Jesus. Kings. You rule. You reign. You reign. Put the oil on your head. Whether I poured it myself. Priscilla, come to me. Whether I poured it myself or somebody poured it, it's oil. Put it on your head. Father, thank you for the anointing on your children. All of them are being anointed. Thank you. 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 Father, let the future of a king, be the future of everyone who received this anointing today. In the name of Jesus. Let not Jezebel be able to stand before any of these sons or daughters. Let not the sons of Ahab, whatever it represents, be able to survive miraculously. Let supernatural grace and power be on every head, every child, every person. Lord, even as the oil was poured on these ones, and it was said, is it not because the Lord has anointed you? So also, let that anointing rest upon each and every head today. Outside, inside, upstairs, downstairs. Watching by television, by Facebook, by whatever. Power! Power! Receive power, young boy. Young man, receive power. Young lady, receive power. Receive grace. Receive supernatural power. By the power of God, you shall reign as a king. And it shall come to pass, in the latter days, that your end will be like the end of a king. And a man will look on you and say, all the characteristics of royalty are found in your life. May everyone watching this, and everyone that is part of this service, La Shota Hayemo Kahomolanda Simba La Baroba Kaza. Receive a supernatural power from above to be a king, to reign, to overcome, to prevail, to fight, to win, to succeed in what God has called you to do. May you be faithful to His commission. May you be faithful to His calling. May you be obedient to the will of God and to the word of God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, I thank you that you who began a good work shall bring it to a perfect end. I thank you that everybody has been brought here for today just to receive this anointing. I thank you. I give you thanks. I give you praise. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Every head bowed. There's something I need to do, but I need to do this before I do that. Quickly, as every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. If you are here, you want to give your life to Jesus, lift your hand very quickly, because I'm going to do this very quickly. Raise your hand. I want to give my life to Jesus today. Your hand must be up. And if your hand is not up now, then that's your chance. Raise it up now. I want to give my life to you. God bless you. If you've lifted your hand, come to me very quickly. Come from where you are standing. Come to the front. Come with your Bible. Don't lose your Bible. Don't lose your phone. Just come as you are. Come quickly.
Give Him your life today. Come on to Jesus and let Him have His way. Oh, yeah. Come on to Jesus.
All right, let us pray. Say this prayer. Lift your hands. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I open my heart and I receive Jesus as my Savior and my Lord. Please have mercy on me and wash me in the blood of Jesus. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you for saving me today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now look at me, all of you in the front here, look at me. All of you who have come, this is a great day. You know, God chose today the kingly anointing. Today is the kingly anointing. He's changing your lives and making you kings and priests. Amen. Amen. And your life will never, never be the same again. This is a special, 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 special day. I don't know why God brought you here today, but this is it. Amen. How many believe that God's power can make you kings and priests? I believe it. So take my book. I'm giving you one of my books. And after we close, we are closing in about 5 minutes. What are we to do? They should come where? To the corner here. There's a place written Salvation Corner. Everybody who has this book, as soon as we close, come to that side. Okay? God bless you. If you have the book, you can go back to your seats, because it's You need the book to come to the meeting. You may be seated, everybody. Take your communion. Now, no communion now. Sit down. I feel something special. Listen, when I was praying, I felt, hello? We are not having communion now. We are having an offering. I just felt that we must sow a seed into the anointing. That the anointing is very strong and God's power is here. And I want you to sow a special seed as a type of prayer into the anointing of a king. Amen. So even though it's not time for offering, it's actually going to disrupt what we are doing. I want to take that off because I feel that we should sow. How many believe? Look, if you don't believe supernatural things, I think you should go to another church. We have so many churches, I can show you directions after we close. Amen? Amen. This is a super. I feel there's a grace to enter the supernatural grace of a king. So take your offering, your tithe, whatever. No, just take an offering. Just take an offering. I think we'll just do a special offering. And then after that, we'll do our tithes after the communion. So this is a special offering into the anointing. So if you don't believe in it, don't give this offering. You can give when we are taking our normal offering. This is a special offering for the anointing. Father, we lift our hands. We believe that we can sow into the anointing, sow a seed, and we will receive a special anointing today. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Look, where are the ashes? Stand up. And those who have a special offering can lift your hand. How many have a special offering? Most of us have. Wow. Okay. So those who have ashes, receive the offering very quickly. This is a blessing. This is a blessing. I feel the blessing of the Lord coming. So please take the offering very quickly and go empty the baskets and come back. We are going to have our normal offering after the communion. And I believe that great blessings are coming our way. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Mashotala makabalanda leva. Habakkuk chapter 1. I'm waiting for your offering very quickly, please. Verse 5. Behold ye among the heathen and regard and wonder marvelously, for I will work a work in your days which you will not believe, though it be told you. Amazing. What God is going to do, do you see, is going to be so amazing. Yes, it's going to be so amazing. Yes, no one will know how great you are going to be in God's house.
Amen.
Amen. Do you know, I want to tell you a story. How many have heard of iPhone? How many want one? Yeah. Shh. Now, the man who invented it, Steve Jobs, you see, when he was born, both the mother and the father, the family, they said that we can never allow you to marry. When he was born, his father and his mother, the mother's parents said, no way, this man, no. And the father too, no. So they were forced to take the child to an orphanage. And they went to hand the baby over to an orphanage. Steve Jobs, the one who made the iPhone. Yeah. Because the parents said it cannot be. Steve Jobs, his father was a Syrian. His real father was from Syria. So the mother and the father said, this man from Syria, it cannot be. You cannot marry him. So they took the child and they handed the child over to an orphanage. And that was the end. So another Mr. Jobs, because his real name is Abdel something, Aluk something, whatever. Another man called Mr. Jobs and his wife, Mr. Jobs and Sally Jobs, came and adopted a baby and brought him up. And their father used to repair electronics. You see, if God wants to raise you up, even when where you begin, you will not believe that this is a beginning of something. So I know that many of you don't believe that this is a beginning. Yes. Now one day, when he grew up, his father didn't know who he was. And his father was running a restaurant. I think they were selling bread. I don't know what they were selling. Or he was running a bar or a restaurant or something. And his father was talking about his restaurant. He said that, look, his restaurant is succeeding. Even Steve Jobs has come here to eat before. But he didn't know that it was his son. He was boasting that even Steve Jobs has been here to buy food before. That's how successful his restaurant is. But he didn't know that it is his son. So some of you, you can't even imagine who you are when God decides that I am going to use you and bless you. Are you listening to me? Receive the kingly anointing. God is raising you up from an unlikely origin. You shall be great. In Jesus' name. Amen. Is that Charlene who is leading them? Her father was my classmate in school. Yes. Her father was my classmate in school. That little girl. She's also my daughter. Yeah. Small girl is leading powerful boys. Hey, life is wonderful. How many are believing the prophecy of the kingly anointing? Yes. From an unlikely source. Yes. How many have heard of McDonald's? Yes. It was started by a man called Mr. Mac and another man called Mr. Donald. Yes. When they started their business, they started and they said that this restaurant, they are going to change. Normally, when you go to a restaurant, you can order chicken, fish, beef, rice, meat. They said, we are going to do a restaurant with only three things, which has never been heard of before. Everybody thought it would not be successful. That's the one that worked. Your beginning will be unusual, but your end will be amazing. And then a man whom they didn't even know, a man came and said, I want to buy it from you. And they said, oh, what is our hamburgers? It's nothing. The man was called Mr. Kroc. And he bought it from them. And he changed McDonald's. By the time he was finishing, he wanted to see President Nixon, called him to come to the White House. When he came there, he asked him, your bread and this thing you are selling, you are now worth, what, 7 billion or 8 billion? He said, oh, it's 12 billion. It's 12 billion. Yeah. Until the sign McDonald became more popular or more seen or known than the sign of the cross in America. Yes. But you see, when things are beginning, you think that it is not a great thing. You even think, that's why you sell it. Will you sell it if you knew it is what it's going to be? They sold it for $2.7 million. By the time the man was, even that was not when he died. 12 billion. He told President Nixon, 12 billion. Yes. God is going to do amazing things in your life. It's time for communion. Power is coming into your life. Hallelujah.
Take, eat, this is my body.
My power,
which is broken for you.
My life,
drink.
My life,
my blood
in your life,
which was shed for you.
His blood will flow through your veins.
Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood,
it will no more be your life, but his life.
For my flesh is
the life I now live,
and my blood,
the life I now live,
indeed.
I I live by the faith of the Son of God.
Cup of blessing, which
a new life.
It's the communion of the blood of Christ, the bread which we break. It's the communion of the body of Christ. Oh, this is the holy meal, the meal of God. Oh, it will sustain you. It will make you whole. It will give you life when I see the blood. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
I will pass over you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, oh. Now listen. Listen. The Bible says that life is in the blood. I see your life, your normal life, being replaced by the life of Jesus. Whatever is not in the life of Jesus will never be in your life from today. The blessing that was in the life of Jesus is now in your life. Stand to your feet.
When I see the blood,
lift the bread. Lift the bread. Father, thanks for dying for me. Thanks for saving me, a wicked man. Thanks for your mercy. Come into my life. Heal me. Heal us all as we partake of your body, the broken body of Jesus Christ. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. The body of Jesus Christ. Now the blood. I see a new blood. Free of poison. Free of chemicals.
Amen.
Free of disease-causing agents.
Amen.
Free of malaria parasites.
Amen.
Free of viruses.
Amen.
Free of strange diseases.
Amen.
Free of cancer cells.
Amen.
Flowing through your veins, yes, and your arteries. The blood of Jesus. Lift your hands for your blessing. Now, I hear the word false step. Every false step you've made and mistake step you've made in your life and about your life is rectified.
Amen.
It's corrected.
Amen.
I say it's corrected.
Amen.
It's corrected.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
Every eye,
yes,
or shining or bright light that has enchanted you and charmed you, today, the spell and the fascination with evil things is broken in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every attraction of homosexual origins is overturned and overcome in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are free.
Amen.
From charms.
Amen.
From enchantments.
Amen.
From spells.
Amen.
From bewitchment.
Amen.
From witchcraft.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your foot is no longer locked in a trap. Whatever has trapped you and is pinning you down, in the name of Jesus, you are set free today. Let me hear your loudest amen. Now lift your hand and look up to the face of the Lord. His face is shining on you. His glory is shining on you. The life before you is the life of Jesus. A good and a better life provided by the power of God. Whatever your parents couldn't provide, whatever your family couldn't do, whatever your mother couldn't give, whatever your father couldn't arrange, receive the arrangement from the Lord now in Jesus' name. God has lifted you from down and placed you up there. Receive the grace to become a king. Receive power from God. Receive ability to be a priest and a king. In the name of Jesus. Now lift your two hands in victory. Victory over snakes. Victory over dragons. Victory over spiritual hippopotamuses with wide mouths. Victory over every creature of the dark world. Power against power. Power against power. Power against power. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Any witch, wizard from your hometown or from any remote location,
Professor,
casting spells or enchantments against your future is overturned today in the name of Jesus. We resist the devil. We resist the enemy. We fight back. We contend against those that contend against us. We stand up for Jesus. And we are delivered by the power of the Lord. Let the grace of God, which preserves life, preserve you.
Amen.
I see the year 70.
Professor,
you are crossing with ease.
I receive it.
You are crossing with ease.
I receive it.
You will not die suddenly.
Amen.
You will not die unexpectedly.
Amen.
You will not die without notice.
Amen.
You will not die a wicked death.
Amen.
You die the death of a righteous man.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your body is now sanctified and well.
Yes.
It's declared well and whole.
Yes.
No disease, no monkey will fasten itself onto your body.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. No power will fasten itself on your body. In the name of Jesus. Your body is clean from demons. Your body is free from devils. Your body is free from death. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Life is coming into you now. Take life, take power, take grace from God. In the name of Jesus. Whatever is fashioned or prepared against you, I boot it away in the name of Jesus. I reject it.
Amen.
I block it.
Amen.
You are covered.
Amen.
By the grace and the power of the Lord. Now let your finances be corrected now.
Amen.
I said let your finances be corrected now.
Amen.
I prophesy over $100.
Professor,
$100 will be small for you from
I
today.
Receive it.
Receive it in the name of Jesus.
I receive it.
Receive it in the name of Jesus.
I receive it.
Receive it in the name of Jesus.
I receive it.
When you lose $100 from now, you will not notice it.
Amen.
Because the Lord has given you abundance of all things.
Amen.
And the goodness of the Lord is your portion. Lift your hands. Father, thanks. We give you thanks for the blessing for all the children and the family. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You may be seated.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dycuid Mills, please visit our website at www.dycuidmills.org. God richly bless you.